Good morning, sir.
You out saving the world from all this heat today?
Well, maybe not the world, but a couple of people, yeah.
You know the starfish story, don't you?
I don't believe I do.
We'll find out. Okay, so this is Guy walking along, and there's a bunch of starfish on the beach, and he's picking them up one at a time and throwing them back in the ocean. So this guy walks up and says, he says, you can't possibly make a difference. You know, all these hundreds of starfish on the beach here. And he picked up another one and threw it in. He said, made a difference to that one.
I like that.
The moral of the story is, yeah, it's just, you know, one person at a time. I mean, you know, you don't have to take on the world. But, but anyway. So, are you up to any other shenanigans other than, your usual?
No, just the, you know, same old stuff, different day, you know. I'm coming to, I'll be in downtown Greer here in a minute. I'm just at the traffic light by Brushy Creek on 14, and I know I'm going to lose the repeater if I get stuck at the light between the buildings. But no, I'm same old, I'm going to my next stop, and then that might be it for today. I got a couple hours there, and then I go home and cool off and trying to stay out of this heat myself.
Yeah, I just got through playing tennis and for an hour and a half, and it was pretty oppressive, but I just didn't get enough, though. I'm going to go back at 6 and play another hour and a half.
Holy cow, it's going to be hot as heck. Be careful.
I can't afford to be careful. I have to, you know, take a cut, you know, every now and then, and so I can get a point. Yeah, but I know what you mean. Yeah, I actually, there was 1 second I got dizzy, and so I went over and got a drink of water. I think I was serving, and so anyway. And I got me a good gulp or two or three of water. I've got a big thermos I take with me. And so it's ice cold. And so anyway, and I felt fine after that. So, I just know not to push it.
W2T?
Hey, Rusty, stand by. Be careful with the cold water on the stomach. And what I do is I put a little bit of Mediterranean salt in my water bottle. We got some of that pink salt my wife gets. And I put like a quarter teaspoon in a 24-ounce bottle of my water. And that will replenish me better than just straight water. Just be careful with that. You might want to just take a Gatorade and water it down a little bit. Go ahead, Rusty. Over to you. W2T, KP2HXS.
Good morning, Dave and Dave. Yeah, I was going to make that suggestion to him. When I take my bottled water for performances, even though I'm inside, I put a little bit of that type of salt in mine, too. And all, because I don't put as much as you do, but I have a smaller bottle probably, and it keeps me replenished and able to sing better and all that other good stuff too. So, and good morning to both of you. CBA, go ahead.
Okay, well, thanks for the advice, and with that, I guess I'll turn it over to you, Dave. I'm gonna and hello, Rusty. I'm pulling in the garage here, so I'm gonna see my grandson for a few minutes. I think he has to leave about 11:15. But anyway, y'all have a good day. Stay cool and hydrated, and we'll talk to you later. KP4 CPA with the group. I'm clear.
Yeah, I think. Yes, sir. All right, Dave, have a good day. KB4CBA in the group, KB2HX. Yeah, Rusty, I'll be contacting you tomorrow. We're looking at Friday morning. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Yep. And, Dave, you have a good day. Enjoy your grandson. And if he's leaving 11:15, you got about 4 minutes. And so you out and about working today, Dave?
Unfortunately, yeah. It's hot as blazes out here. Been working full days for the last couple of weeks with all the, all the recommendations I've been getting and whatnot. Just, man, my shirt does not stay dry. That's one of the reasons why I put salt in my water.
Oh, I understand that. That's what you need to do, and all. So, anyway, I heard you on there and just want to say hello to you. I'm getting ready to leave out. I've been working on a project with one of the guys from a barbershop course, and he does our marketing and public relations, and I've been uploading some files he can use, some performance files so he can use them. So we're getting ready for events coming up for the rest of the year, and going to have an open house in a couple of weeks. So it's, different things going on, and I got to go to the grocery store because I'm going to take the leftover potatoes and carrots that I had from pot roast the other day and the juice that was with it, and add some more beef broth and some other vegetables and make a pot of vegetable beef soup for the next couple of days.
Oh, there you go. Repurposing. I like it. I like it. Yeah, we're being very, very picky in the kind of food we buy these days because we're hearing all kinds of different nonsense out there, so my wife is very good about stuff like that. She reads the labels, and I tell you what, we're all good in that department.
Yeah, well, I read things. Like I said, I got a pot roast, and I cooked it in my slow cooker Saturday night, Sunday, and had a friend over for lunch on Sunday, and then I've taken the rest of it and taken the meat that was left over, and I'm shredding that up and using it in sandwiches. And or making some, making some hash out of it, and then I'm gonna take the rest of the vegetables and the juice, and I'm gonna make a pot of soup out of that, adding some other vegetables to it, so it'll be good, and I like it that way. But I'll go in and get me some vegetables that, and I go low salt on at most everything, or salt free when I can. Because I don't need a whole lot of salt. My doctor has said that sometimes I get too much of it. And he says, well, back off on the salt. Also back off on all the carbohydrates, too, because he likes that. But he did give me a clean bill of health when I went in last week and said, hey, I'm good for another 6 months.
Excellent. Yeah, the only reason why I use the pink salt, the wet Mediterranean salt, is because I sweat so hard. You sweat all the salt out, and that's no good either way. The other way, because I can get lightheaded. Anyway, I'm pulling on the block here, Rusty. Let me get out of here. I'll be at the house here in seconds. So you have a good afternoon. WU2T KB2H.
I'll leave out of here in a minute myself. I got to go to the grocery store and pick up me some vegetables to add to this soup so I can cook it for a while today. Talk to you later. Okay, you have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you later. W2T clear.
All right, 73, Rusty. KB2HXS clear.